future to live for, a move of God to look forward to. So we want to join the generations together, and we want to pray. We want them to pray for us. Amen? To dream with them, and we want to pray with them. Like bows, we want to launch them into the future. This is the future of the nation. Amen? Amen. The nations of the earth. Amen? Amen? Amen. So I'm going to ask the young people to come. Just come around this altar and just stand. Just stand in front of and face the people. Amen? I want you prayerfully. I think I need some youths here. Prince, you guys have the youths to come up here and pray with us. Just stand and face them. Just line up here. Let's clap for them. Let's thank God for these warriors. These warriors. These presidents, the senators, lawyers, doctors, engineers. Amen. Just face them. You can line up here. Some of you can line up here. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Can I have Derek Ampel?
Yes.
To come up to help read the scripture?
Yes.
Michelle Hernandez? Come up to join us to read the scripture? And Brother Stefan? Praise the Lord.
Amen. 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 They're going to read a scripture, and then we're going to ask you, as you're looking at them, after that, we're going to ask you, we're going to call, we have pastors and fathers. Amen. The book of Malachi says, Malachi 4, 5 and 6 says, "Behold, I will send Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I smite the earth with a curse." Amen? The greatest obstacle we're facing is a fatherless generation. We want to break that over this generation now. Amen? So they're going to read a scripture that is in their heart, and we're going to call the fathers and pastors here. They're going to come and lead us in a time of praying for this generation. And as they come, we'll encourage you, every one of you, you can be 3 or 4 or 5, gather around each young people here and let them pray for you. Amen. To pray what they are crying for parents. Amen. And then you in turn pray for them and launch them as arrows. This is going to be a generational cry. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise Jesus, everyone here. We thank God that you are here today and have a verse to share with you from James chapter 5. Verse 16, I believe. My name is Stefan, and I praise Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. James chapter 5, verse 16. Let's see. Okay, it says here, the Lord says, "Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Hallelujah.
Amen.
And what, amen. Hallelujah. And what that verse says to us is that, you know, regardless of what we're going through, no matter what we're going through in our lives, as long as we have somebody next to us who we're able to tell our, you know, struggles to, God is able to use that person to reach out to us so we may be healed of whatever we have, the effectiveness of whatever we've been dwelling with, whether it be sin, whether it be whatever it is. God is faithful through our brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. So yeah, I just would like to pray about this verse, and I just would like to pray that we should be open towards each other, you know, wherever where we are, to a random person or not. I just want us to pray that we should all be in unity together and to be open to each other. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Shikara ba 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 ba. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up this prayer to you today, Father. We say, as we are praying for America, Lord, we say that let it not only be that we should pray about America in and of ourselves, that we should come together and pray about whatever we see is going on in between us or around us, Father, in the name of Jesus. For Father, we have everyone here as a resource, so you can reach out to all of us so we can see the change in between us, Father. That it should not only be in America, Father, but it should be in other countries, that they should see what you have done with us by prayer, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we say, Lord God, as we're here with the youth today, up here. May you use us as a vessel towards the other older people, Father. For they have been examples to us all these years, Father. And we just want to thank God and say thank you to our parents, Father, for you using them to reach out to us and this generation that we have here in the name of Jesus. Lord, we say, Father, these our parents have prophesied upon us to be doctors, to be lawyers. And we said it will come to pass in the name of Jesus. We said that Jesus Christ, we lift up our hearts, we lift up our eyes to you, and we say, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we believe that we receive the prayers that we pray for, it should come to pass, as it says in Mark chapter 11, verse 24. So, Father, we just say thank you, God, and let the Holy Spirit just pour out in prophecy and wisdom, God, in the name of Jesus. As we go back to our schools, as we go back to our jobs, we say, Father, let us be examples. Whether we are immigrants or not, it does not matter. Father, you will put us on this country for a reason. And we say, Lord God, we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father.
God bless everyone. I have a word in Esther 4:14 that says, how do you not know if you were here for such a time as this? And I'm going to read it right now. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed, and who knoweth whither thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? And what I got from this is that we are here, this generation is here, for such a time as this, to come together as the body of Christ and pray and fast for America and for the nations, because we are His chosen people. And if we get together and we pray and we fast, it's something that's just gonna impact. It's gonna bring such an impact where we can bring a change in this world. And I just pray, God, I just thank you, God, for this privilege, God, of being here, God, all together, God, of us, God, coming together as a body, God, as your body, God, to pray for your nation, God, to cry out for your people, God. And I believe, God, that we are here for such a time as this, and we are here for a reason, God. And I just thank you, God, and I just pray, God, for a hedge of protection over all of us, my God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, that you give us boldness, God, that you give us courage, God, to go out there, God, and be fisher of men, God. I pray that we will go out there, God, and we will just spread the gospel, God. And we will not be afraid, because we know that you are in us, God. And your word says not to worry, because you will give us the right words to speak, God. So I just thank you, God, for this privilege, God. And I thank you, God, for your word today, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Hi, I have a word from Joel 2:28, and it says, and afterward I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy, your old men will dream dreams, your young men will see visions. And what this verse means to me is that we as a generation are the chosen one, as they have said. God has picked us and has decided to use us to move other people in this world towards Him, towards His kingdom. And I feel as if we have a calling to gain followers for Christ. And that's what I see from this word. So, dear Lord, thank you for providing us all with this opportunity. Thank you for bringing us all here together to learn from your word. Dear Lord, I pray that you use us as a generation to bring more people to you, and let us be able to inspire others and create and and let us be able to all gain wisdom in your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Our pastors will come now, the various ones that are for this segment. If you will come, you can just line up here. And please just come on. Just, you've been praying over this. Just gather around them. If you can come, just stand up and come and just surround the youth that your heart is burning for here, that God is showing you. And let's begin to pray. And they will begin to lead us one by one. And just pray. Amen. For the generations. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for this generation, Father, for the next generation that you're raising up in this nation, Father, not just for this nation, but for the entire world. These are world changers. Lord, these are standard bearers for the kingdom of God. We bless them, my God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we prophesy over them that they will discover your purpose for their life. In Jesus' name, whatever area that you call them, my God, whatever purpose and reason and the gifts that you have put in their life, we bring that to light in Jesus' name. As we lay hands on them, as we prophesy over them, Father, I thank you for your purpose. I call that purpose to manifest in Jesus' name. The devil will not deceive them. They will not believe the lie of the enemy in Jesus' name about who they are in Christ Jesus, about their identity, Father. I thank you for your anointing to reveal your purpose for their life. I bless them in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, for your grace.
Father, we thank you because these children are for signs and wonders. Your word says our seed, our children, shall be for signs and wonders. As the people of God, we declare that each and every one of them is for sign, is for wonder in this generation, in the name of Jesus. We use these ones as a point of contact in the White House, in the crack house, everywhere in the world, to pull them out of darkness, to be signs and wonders in this generation, in Jesus' name. These children, this seed, this youth are for success. They shall be successful in Jesus' name. This seed are for succession, for continuity of the church. That when the elders and the pastors and the fathers are gone to be with the Lord, the church of God will be raised up by this mighty man and woman of God coming up in the name of Jesus. These children, this seed are for steadfastness in holiness. In the name of Jesus, these children we declare, we submit, that they are for the seeds of submission. Submission to the will of God, submission to parents, submission to authorities. These seeds are for supremacy, because they shall be 10 times better than their peers in Jesus' name. And they will serve the God of their fathers in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Continue to pray. Let's continue to pray. Hallelujah. Father, we repent as fathers, as mothers, as leaders, as church leaders. We are not allowed them to move forward. Father, we repent, Father God. As leaders, today we say, Father God, let Joshua's arise in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father, every shackle, every shame, every, Father God, lack of creativity, every word spoken over their lives, I pray in the name of Jesus, their hearts will be healed in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, raise up Daniel. Raise up Joshua's. Raise up, oh God, Esther's. Father, every abuse be broken over their lives. Every destruction be broken over their lives. Every suicidal thoughts be broken over their lives. Father, we release the creative power of the Holy Ghost. Let them arise in this hour. Take their position, oh God. Let the wind of the Holy Ghost breathe upon them. Baptize your people once again with the Holy Ghost. I pray for the tongues of fire. I pray for the God anointing and authority to come upon every young one. Let them arise in this hour for the glory of God. For the light has come upon you, this generation. You are not the future. You are the now generation. So arise, arise, arise. Take your place. Take your place. Take your place in Jesus' name.
The word of God says, Jesus said that he, the man, can do what's impossible for man. It's not impossible for God. And we declare healing over this generation in the name of Jesus. We declare that this is the generation that will arise, that apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers will arise in this generation to usher in the next move of the great revival, the next move of the great awakening. I declare and decree that this is the generation that is going to bring healing to the land, oh God. I declare and decree, oh God, out of the mouth of babes, oh God, they will prophesy and they will praise your holy name, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our midst, oh God. For this is a time, oh God, where the young ones, oh God, will arise, oh God, and bring forth the great and great revival that we've been waiting for. In Jesus' name.
Isaiah 49 verse 25 says, even the captive of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. I will contend with him that contend with thee, and I will save your children. And therefore I pronounce and I provoke the blood of the Lamb to break every addiction in the life of our sons and our daughters, every addiction to marijuana, every addiction to alcohol, every addiction to pornography, every addiction to heroin, every addiction of the enemy, every legal ground of the blood of the enemy. The blood of Jesus is against you. We take back our sons, we take back our daughters, we take back our grandchildren. They shall serve the God of our Father. They shall not have the demon spirit, every territorial spirit in their life. We take authority in the east, in the west, in the north, in the south of the United States of America. We plead the blood of Jesus to break every chain and every shackle of addiction in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah! Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Father, I thank you, God, for this is indeed the day the Lord has made. Father, I thank you that the light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon these young people, God. Father, we take the authority, God, and the invested anointing that's in us, God, and we transfer it right now in the name of Jesus, God. We ask that you would take the spirit that is on us, God, and put it on them, God. Father, we ask, God, that they will rise up, God, with strength, rise up with courage, God, rise up in their giftings, God, and take every specter of the globe, God. Father, that there will be the leaders in banks, God. They will be the leaders in the judiciary, God. They will be leaders in Congress, God. They will promise, God, and they will hold not back, God. They will spare not, God, and righteousness, God, will rain down upon them, God. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus, God, that their spirit, God, be full, God, full of your glory today, God. And out of their spirit, man, God, they shall speak, God, those things that be not, God, as though they were, and they shall be, in Jesus' name.
Father, we declare, God,
glory to glory, from glory to glory, from glory to glory, from glory to glory. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we cover this generation with the blood of Jesus. Father, I thank you. We send a force to declare you as God. You will be God over this generation. In Jesus Christ's name, we are praised. Amen.
Father, we thank you that they have clean hands and pure hearts, that they do not lift their souls to vanity or pride, that they do not swear deceitfully, O Lord, but they speak the truth in their heart. And because they speak the truth, they recognize truth and they will not walk in deception. But I thank you, Lord, that they will walk in obedience, that they will have ears to hear and hearts to obey. And as they walk in obedience, that they will regain the territory from the enemy. God, that everywhere they set their feet, they will be victorious because they are sensitive to the voice of the shepherd and they will not hear the voice of the stranger, but they will walk with clean hands, pure hearts, and sincere spirits, and they will take back, God, the nations for the kingdom of God in Jesus' name.
Blessed God in heaven, I really thank you. I bless your name, Father, for this generation. The Bible says that my children shall be taught of the Lord and grace shall be the peace of this generation. Lord God of heaven, we are committing these children into the palms of your hand, knowing that, Father, Lord, it is only you alone that can teach them. Lord, I pray you teach them how to love you. Teach them how to serve you. Teach them how to move closer to you, to be bold, oh God, Father, to declare the truth, no matter, Lord, Father, Lord, what they are faced with, oh God. Because, King of glory, so many things are changing in the world. But Lord, I'm praying, I'm asking, Father, that your word will say the same in their lives in Jesus' name. My Lord and my God, King of glory, I pray that the word will transform their lives, oh God, Father. That there will be light, oh God, in the midst of darkness, Father. That their life, oh God, Father, Lord, will be a challenge unto their mates, oh God. That their mates will not influence them, but Lord, they will influence their mates, oh God, into the kingdom in Jesus' name. Righteous God of heaven, there is no teacher like unto you. I pray, Lord, teach them, oh God, Father, and draw them closer to you. Let them be the David of today, Lord. Let them be the Joseph of this day, oh God, Father, who stood, oh God, Father, Lord, every day, never wanted to compromise, Lord. That they will not compromise their faith, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Righteous Lord, we thank and we bless your name, Father, for in Jesus' name we pray.
There are generations that cause their fathers, there are generations that cause their mothers. In the name of Jesus, you are suppressed, you are removed from those generations in Jesus' name. By the blood of Jesus, we speak life unto you, that every affliction that you might be encountering in your academics, in your life, in your personal life, they are subdued in the mighty name of Jesus. You are made light. The Spirit of the living God will fall upon you. The mighty hand of God will build upon you. The Lord will supply every need of your life, everything that have contaminated your life. In your dream world, in your physical world, they are extracted in the name of Jesus. I put them out by the blood of Jesus. I extract them by the blood of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are planted into the will of the Lord. You are planted into the fear of God. Go in the mighty hand of the Lord. Go and possess this land for the Lord. From coast to coast, continue to manifest your power. Continue to manifest the greatness of God in your life. The blood of Jesus will speak for you. You are infused with power of Holy Ghost. You are infused with the power of Holy Ghost. In the day, in the night, in the afternoon, the Lord will lift you up to your next level. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will never go down. Every contamination in your life, through the media, through everything, is canceled in Jesus' name. The Spirit of God is upon you, and the mighty hand of God will walk upon you, and the mighty hand of God will continue to elevate you into your next level. Go in the arm of the Lord. Go in the arm of the Lord. Go and possess your possession. Go and occupy where the Lord has given to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. You shall never be limited in the name of Jesus.
Father, we decree that this is a generation that has the spirit of a champion. We decree upon them the spirit of Daniel. They will not defile themselves with the king's meat, but they will stand and they will and we will see a new church arising from this generation, a champion spirit of Daniel, in Jesus' name. And we shall see.
Father, you declare in your word that our children have a signs and wonder. Father, we declare the spirit of signs and wonder to fall upon this one. Father, we pray, oh Lord, the spirit of excellence will fall upon them. Father, they will become a great keepers in this country. They will love you, and they will be willing to serve you, and they will hear the best of this land. They will be among the president, among the senator, among the governor. They will possess this land. This land of America belongs to them. So shall it be, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we thank you today, Father, that they would be righteous teachers, that through the word they would begin to cleanse the word, mighty God. We thank you that they would have the spirit of desire upon them, God, that they would begin to tear down the altars of Baal in the land, that they would begin to restore the altars of God, O King of Glory. We thank you today, Father, that they would do greater works, because you said the greater works they shall do in your name, Father. We thank you, God, for a double portion anointing upon their life, Master. We thank you, O God, that, God, you would keep them in all their ways, and wherever they go, Father, let them know that they are in you and you are in them, Father. We thank you and we praise you for divine protection and divine covering. And today we release an impartation over their life, that, oh God, in the journey, that they will walk and step into that impartation. I'm asking that you stir up every gift that you have placed within them, that, God, that there would be such a stirring, that it would be like fire shut up in their bones, Father, that, that when they speak the word, Father, that it would hit its mark, God. I bless you and I thank you today, Father, that they will be the forerunners in this generation, in Jesus' name.
Father, we thank you. We receive, oh God, your word, your prophetic word for this season. That you have turned the hearts of the fathers to the children. You have turned the hearts of the children to the father. And for that reason, God, we believe for a release of your blessing upon this generation. In the name of Jesus, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. We thank you in Jesus' name. And shout hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. We give you glory, Lord.
And we honor you. We give you glory, Lord.
And we honor you.
Declare our heavenly Father.
We are making progress into the prayer of consecration and dedication. And it's my pleasure to invite to the podium Minister Ebele Okafor. As she leads in this area of rededicating America to the altar of prayer. Amen. And calling of the nation and the church back to the altar of prayer. Join me as I welcome Minister Ebele.
Praise the Lord. I am so happy. I don't know about you, because we are serving a mighty God. Faithful, faithful God. Our God is not a disappointment. He is not a failure. And we cannot regret ever, ever serving Him. You know, before we came here, He knew we were coming. And He was ahead of us. And when we started on Friday, because He said that before we even come, He knew. You know, anytime you go to God, before you go, He has known your thoughts. He knew our thoughts. He knew why we came. He invited us. And when we arrived, He showed up that Friday. It was a glorious day. And He spoke a number of things to us. He gave us directions, instructions. He encouraged us. And He assured us that He was the one that invited us. Amen? And He said a number of things. One of the things He said is, if I fix my church, I'll fix the nation. And I believe that He has fixed the church. He has fixed us, because we are the church. And He has fixed our nation. Hallelujah. Because He's not a liar. Okay? He made us a promise that if His people, who are called by His name, will humble themselves, hallelujah, and turn from their wicked ways, and pray and turn from their wicked ways, that He will hear from heaven. He gave us that assurance, and we believe it, and we trust in Him, and we know that He is not a liar. And so we know that He has answered us, because we have prayed, we have repented, we have cried unto Him. We've been here since Friday, and you can't be in the presence of God crying unto Him, and He will just keep His ears shut. Hallelujah. So tonight, I want you to rise on your feet and join me to declare that there is no other God but Him. Hallelujah. There is no other God but Him. We have no other God but Him. Amen. And we are stuck with Him. We are going nowhere. There is no other God but You. There is no other God but You. We have no other God but Him. We have no other God but You.
done for us, Lord. You have done what no man has done. And you will do, Lord. You will do what no man can do.
I want all of us, individually, everybody, for yourself, tell God that there is no other God but Him. And that we have no other God but Himself. And that we are looking up to Him. We are depending on Him. We cannot do without Him. Open your mouth and begin to talk to Him. Declare for yourself. Consecrate yourself unto Him. Tell Him that it is Him or no other. Without Him, we can do nothing. Life outside Him is death. It's as good as death. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we declare that we have no other, and there is no other God but you, mighty God. Father, we depend on you, we look up to you. Beside you, there is no other, and without you, we can do nothing. You are the pillar that holds our lives, mighty God. Masheki marabo sendeleria masaya. Yekendeleria mahuri kibaba sandalaria mahaya. Father, we live for you. Father, we are for you. We are here for you and for no other. Rimo sheki marabo sendeleria. Mazeki morobo shiria masandaya. Father, you have fixed us. And you have fixed our nation. And we are living for you. Totally and completely. Committed and dedicated unto you, O Lord. We have no other God. We are going nowhere, oh God, without you. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Shall we also dedicate ourselves? You have to speak for yourself. From the heart, from the depths of your heart, tell God your stand, where you stand in Him. Are you here just to fulfill all unrighteousness? Or are you here because you truly love Him? And that you will remain and live for Him. That you will walk in His ways by His grace and mercy. So ask Him to grant you the grace to stand for Him and to be committed to Him. He has woken us from sleep. We were sleeping all along, but today He has woken us up. And we will return to Him completely and totally. We will now cry unto Him day and night. We will no more be lazy. We will no more be at ease in Zion. So let us begin to tell Him, give Him the assurance that you are His. Hallelujah. Begin to pray. My Lord and my God, Father, into your hands I commit my life. You have done what no man can do for us. You have woken us up from sleep, O God, from slumber, O God. Father, and so we dedicate our lives to you. We recommit ourselves unto you, O God. Father, we are committed to you. We are your children. You are our Father. We are going nowhere. We have no other God. Beside you, there is no other. Father, from everlasting to everlasting, you remain the same, and you remain our God and our Father. Marabo sheki marabo sendeleria mahaya. Leria mahaya kabo sendeleria mahaya. Bazendeleria mahuri kibaba sheria masanda. O raba sendeleria mahaya kabo sende. Yeki marabo sheria masanda laria mahaya. Zendeleria mahuri kibaba sanda. O ribaba sanda laria mahaya. In the name of Jesus. Almighty and everlasting God. Father, you are the King of glory, the Lord of mercy and grace. You are a faithful God, you are a loving Father. Your word is yea and amen. Your promises are true. Father, you have shown us your goodness and your mercy. Father, thank you for answering us. Thank you for receiving us, O God. Thank you for fixing us. And thank you for fixing our nation. America. Our Lord and our God, we know that without you, this life is empty. Father, without you, we are as good as dead. And so we commit ourselves into your hand, O Lord. And we declare that you are our God and our Father. Father, we are going nowhere. There is no going back. Because going back is death. Father, we are moving forward with you and in you, O God. Daddy, we return unto you. Thank you for waking us up from slumber. Father, thank you, O God, for your spirit of intercession and prayer upon us. Father, by your grace and mercy, O God, because it's not by power and it's not by might. It's only by your spirit, O God. Father, we stand with you. We stand for you, O God. We remain the light of the world that you have made us and the salt of the earth that you have made us. Father, we remain your ambassadors here on earth. Mighty God, help us to stand. Help us, O Lord, to stand for you at all times. Father, we rededicate our lives unto you. Our loyalty is to you, O God. Our allegiance is unto you, mighty God. Our commitment is to you and to no other, mighty Jehovah. Father, please have your way in our lives. Father, we hide ourselves in your embrace. Do not let us out of your sight at any time, O God. Father, guide us with your eyes at all times. Anytime we stray, mighty God, please draw us back onto your path of righteousness. And we ask that you continue to order our steps. Continue to direct our path, O God. Father, pilot our minds at all times, O God. And let your will be done in our lives, mighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We continue in that trend of prayer, stay praying for consecration and dedication of the nation, of the church, and ourselves, as I invite to the podium Pastor Joseph Akiyode.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can do better than that for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please, I will beg your indulgence. Can we please rise up again as we pray? Please, don't be tired. Don't be weary. This is very important for the church. This is I heard that the Lord said, when you fix the church, you will fix the land. Without the church, the land is not going anywhere. When the church is healed, the land is healed. When the church is restored, the land is restored. When the church is blessed, the land is blessed. When the church is revived, the land is revived. So I want us to pray together. The Bible said in Joel chapter 2, verse 25, God says, I will restore back unto you everything that you are lost. How did he say he would do that? He said, I will restore. It is not any man that will do it. It is God himself that will do it. He said, I will restore the years that you have lost. The years that the caterpillar, the palmerworm, the cankerworm have stolen. The years of loss that the church have lost. The thing the church have lost spiritually, financially, materially, maritally, the honor, the dignity of the church. The church has lost so many things, and that is why the world is not respecting the church. So I want us to agree with God. He said, I will restore. It is a promise, and God does not fail. So I want you to join me in prayer. I want you to begin to pray that, Lord, you say you will restore back to the church everything that the enemy has stolen. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, when the enemy is found, it will be made to restore sevenfold. Our prayer is that, Lord, not only restore back to us, but restore back to us sevenfold everything the enemy has stolen. Jericho said, this thief has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He has stolen enough. Now we are saying, this is the season. We said, enough is enough. We decree our restoration. We declare our restoration. We command our restoration. Every promise of God back to the church will be restored. In the name of Jesus Christ, restore to the church. We call all the souls, all the sheep that have been lost, we begin to call them back to be restored. They have gift, they have talent, they have grace, they have assignment for the church. I want us to begin to call everything that the church has lost back. God, let me begin to decree in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. This is our season of restoration. This is our moment of restoration. The church has lost enough. Father, we decree restoration. We agree with the... We agree with you for restoration. We command restoration. Restoration of lost souls back to the church of God. Restoration financially. Restoration maritally. Restoration materially. Restoration of our anointing. Restoration of honor. Restoration of dignity. Restoration of the blessing of God that will make the world to stand that the church of God is living. The God of the church is alive. In the name of Jesus Christ, everything that the enemy has stolen, we say enough is enough today. We decree life back unto the church. Lord, we decree restoration. We command your blessing. Every blessing that has been lost, we decree they are restored back to the church. We call the lost souls back into active, in the name of Jesus Christ, relationship with the Lord. We decree restoration in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Quickly, I want us to pray for revival. In Hosea chapter 6, verse 2, the Bible says, it says, in the second day, the Lord will revive us. He says, in the third day, he will heal us. I will make us to live in his sight. Revive means life to come back to the church. Without the church having the life of God, having the life, we will just be empty. So I want us to pray, I want us to cry for revival. The life of God to surge back into the church. The life of God, the power of God to surge back into the church. The world, the Bible says, when they took notice of the apostle disciples, they said they took knowledge of them that they have been with Jesus. It's time for the world to know that Jesus is alive in the church. I want us to cry for revival. I want us to pray that the spirit of revival will be released back into the church. In the name of the church, we will revive back and stand back on his feet and become the church of the living God. In the name of Jesus, let's begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray that you revive us again. We pray that you revive your church. Let the spirit of revival, let it be released back on the church in this land. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray for revival. Revival spiritually, revival mentally, revival physically, revival maritally, revival materially, revival in the house of God, revival of service, revival of assignment, revival of our destiny to be fulfilled. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray for revival. Revive us, oh Lord. Let the spirit that anointed revival be released. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, Lord. In Jesus' name we receive it. Lastly, I want us to pray to command the blessing. The Bible says, I will command the blessing upon you. In just a few seconds, I want us to pray, Lord, we decree your blessing back unto the church. Let your blessing come. Let it rest upon us in the name of Jesus. Let's begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we decree your blessing back unto your church. Let your blessing rest mightily. As you have commanded the blessing, every Lord blessing be restored in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Put your hands together for the Lord. You can do much better than that. Amen. Amen. Maybe I should let you sit down for 1 second. Because the next second I'm going to get you up. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord will revive us. The Lord will restore us. The Lord indeed will bless us in Jesus' name. We're making progress into the prayer of blessing, of restoration, and of revival. Blessing, restoration, and revival. Maybe I should turn it around a little bit. It's going to be prayer of restoration. Prayer of blessing and revival. It is when you are blessed that you can glow. It is when you are blessed that you are revived. It is when you are blessed that you can be visible and viable. And I'm going to call among our leaders in the faith to lead us in this session. I'm going to call, first of all, the vision caster of this body, Pastor Michael Obi. Welcome him back.
Amen. Amen. I'm a little bit emotional about this moment we're about to go into. Because I know that what I'm about to share with you is truth. And the reason I know that after this meeting, we will see fruit out of this prayer is because of this testimony. So this time we're about to pray, we'll encourage you. You're going to step out of your faith. And you're going to walk around this place and take this nation as your inheritance and the souls of this nation. And believe God for God to truly bring restoration, blessings, and revival. I want to read the scriptures in Leviticus, two scriptures, and then I will tell you the testimony. Leviticus 25 is a promise of the year of Jubilee. I will just read from verse 9. Thou shalt cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month, in the day of atonement, shall you make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. You shall hollow or consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be jubilee unto you. And you shall return every man unto his possession. And you shall return every man unto his family. Thank God for the words of our brother that I just prayed. I want to read the spiritual side of this jubilee that Jesus manifested. Isaiah 61, it says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty, it's a jubilee, to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Now verse 2 says, to proclaim the acceptable, meaning to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, means to proclaim the year of the favor of the Lord and the day of the vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, and to give unto them beautiful ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Amen. You can see that in verse 2 here, Isaiah 61:2, it says to proclaim the acceptable, the year of favor of the Lord, and the day of the vengeance of our God. The year of Jubilee, like just he just prayed, is a year of restoration. It's a time of restoration. It's a time of reviving. And it's a time of blessing. That's why it's called Jubilee, because it's a time that releases supernatural joy every 50 years in the life of Israel and spiritually. As we're preparing for this meeting, we've known that there will be a gathering this year. We've been having meetings since 2010. And there's so many people praying all across America. This year there was synergies of gatherings all across America, everywhere. Thousands of people gathering. Like most servants of God, I was very discouraged. Because in 1991, God showed me that He loved America so much and He had a purpose for the nation. And that He's going to do something mighty in this nation that will shake the world. But ever since that time, it's almost like the nation was going down and down. And after so many years of prayer and so many people praying, I was so discouraged. And I was crying last year, and the Lord spoke a very clear word. That is 2016, He's going to do something marvelous. I didn't know what it was, but He was going to bring joy. He was going to bring a release. Until later part of this year, He started showing me, and I realized that Israel will celebrate a jubilee. And then God started saying, this will be a year of jubilee. I didn't want to believe it or put my hopes out there and then be disappointed. But He kept emphasizing it. Until June the 12th, God did something to me that it was almost a taste of jubilee. Because I bound myself with an oath. I saw a vision in 91 that God was going to do a major thing in America. So I bound myself with an oath that I will not ever be married until I see that happen. And I made that covenant with God. So June the 12th, the Lord visited me and He says, I'm releasing you. But I didn't understand that that meant my jubilee in a sense. It's like a born servant. But then He kept showing that the reason this year is a year of jubilee is because it's about to fulfill the things I saw. So later, this is one sign. And the other, there were so many other signs, but I just want to say two things before we pray. These two signs. When God released this covenant that I made, it shocked me. I fought with the Lord. But He says, this is a sign that this year you will see the things I've been telling you will begin in this nation. Because the prayers of the saints has filled the bowl, and God is about to respond. And then I had a dream. And in the dream, Pastor Dada, the Lord was showing signs of what He's about to do. And the dream was so amazing. It was so real. It was like real, literally real to me. And in the dream, the Lord gave me a sign. And this dream was on Wednesday in 2013. He says, when I see this sign in the dream, I will know that what I was seeing in the dream will begin to happen. So I have kept that dream since 2010. And the sign was, because I made this covenant with the Lord 25 years ago, there was also other covenants I made. And one of those covenants has made it that I've not been able to see one of my younger sisters that I love so much, as Joseph loved Benjamin. So the Lord, in that dream, used my younger sister, said the year that I will bring her to the United States will be a sign. She's done everything all these years to try to see me, but she could not. This year, she didn't even make efforts, and they gave her a visa to come. She's here right now. The reason I'm sharing it with you is this. In that dream, I was calling her to come over. And God showed me in the dream, the moment she steps her feet to the United States, she's leaving next week, back to Nigeria. The moment she steps her feet here, that is the second sign that this year you will see. And what the Lord said I will see is described in this year of jubilee. Means this year will be a year of favor for the body of Christ. It's a year of God's favor upon your life. And it's also a year of God's vengeance against every stronghold in this nation. Against the strongholds of darkness against your life. The year of Jubilee is a supernatural work of the Lord. And it's something when God does it, the Bible says, when He turned the captivity of Zion, we're like those that were dreaming. These two things to me right now, God breaking a covenant I made and totally shifted my life, and literally see my sister with my physical eyes after 25 years. It's like I'm dreaming. I share this to tell you, watch out. Something is about to break loose. And it's going to happen. There's no doubt about it. These two signs are uncontrollable signs. And they were proof God gave to me. This year, you will see what Jubilee looks like. Not only in the church, but the nation. So as we enter into this prayer, I share this to activate faith in you, that you did not come here in vain. You are on a divine collision with heaven, and you are part of a movement that is about to shift major things over the spiritual atmosphere of the nation. So like God told Joshua, walk around the length and breadth where your souls of your fish are touched, you possess. As you walk around today, God told Abraham to walk around Canaan. As you walk around, your feet is upon America. Your feet, be thinking about your city and your state, and begin to prophesy and begin to declare that this is my year of Jubilee. And that this is the year that God will take vengeance against everything that is holding me from the fullness of what God has. Declare that over your family, over your children. Amen. I want to play this song. And as this song begins to sing, as you hear this song, I want you to get up. This is now where your faith comes. As you believe, so it will be to you. Amen. The reason we gathered is to release this year of Jubilee over this city, over this DC region. And you will see that God has truly spoken. And after that, our leaders, Pastor Dada will come, Shavabija will come, and they also come and enforce this in prayer. Amen. But just begin to pray and walk. As you walk, claim the nation. As you walk, claim your inheritance. As you walk, believe God for restoration, your Jubilee. As you walk, believe God to begin to take vengeance on everything that is holding your destiny. Amen? They'll play this song and we'll just get up and begin to pray. Listen to this song. Hallelujah. Can you increase the volume?
ministries, favor upon your destinies, favor upon your lives. You can replay this song.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Favor, 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 favor upon your ministries, upon your denominations, upon your children, upon your marriage, upon your destiny. The vengeance of the Lord against every altar of wickedness, against every demonic stronghold, against your ministry, against your children, against your destiny. Restoration to the glory, the riches, the provision of the Lord is upon you. Your time to arise and shine is this moment, this year. Father, we declare this is the year of good news for America. In the name of Jesus, you will shake every foundation of darkness. You will shake every stronghold of wickedness. You will release the destiny of the church in the name of Jesus. You will restore the glory of your Son again in the name of Jesus. You will raise up again a righteous generation, a holy generation in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We claim it. We proclaim liberty. We proclaim freedom to the captives. We proclaim, we lose, we open the prison doors in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Keep on praying. I call on Dr. Agbeja to please continue from this moment onward. Yes. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The word of God that we have read before, it says that it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. I'll pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Yes. We want to begin to pray for the outpouring of power upon the church. The church needs divine visitation. The church of Jesus Christ is sleeping. We need divine visitation. As God favor us, as God pour his jubilee upon us, he must not cause us to relent. He must not cause us to be complacent. He must actually pour us unto power. He must pour us unto revival. And we know that the revival will not happen until the Spirit of God take over. The Lord said to Zerubbabel in the book of Zechariah chapter 4, and verse 6 said, so he answered and said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts. Who are you, O great mountain? Who are you, every impossible spirit that says America will not be given to God? Who are you, demons and power from hell?
America will not be turned over to God. The Lord said by His Spirit, it shall be done. He said before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain. I want you to begin to, as you're walking around, don't just walk and listen to this song alone. But I want you to be on fire. You have come all the way from your luxury. You didn't come here for luxury. You came here to pray. You didn't come here for luxury at all. You came here to pray. You need to break yourself loose. You need to cry unto God. You need to move around and use your hand, use your leg, use your body. Let everything that is bringing you down, calming you down, let it begin to be shaken away. Call for the Spirit of God. Lord, we need the baptism of your Spirit. Let the power of God come down. We need divine visitation of Holy Ghost power. Let the Holy Ghost take over again. Let our church be on fire for the Lord. When the Holy Spirit take over, people will hear the word of God and they will heed the word of God. But when there is too much sleeping, when we are too cool, nobody will remember anything. What you told them last minute, they will even remember the next minute. But when the power of God take over, there will be revival. There will be repentance. There will be consecration. There will be a total turnaround. America will be saved again. Our church will be healed. And the nation will be healed. Our home will be healed. Family will be healed. Our ministry will be healed. Our children will be healed. Our marriages will be healed. In the name of Jesus, begin to go around. Lord, pour your power upon me. Let your power be released. Let your anointing be released. Let your power be released. We cannot do it by our own power, but we know that the Holy Spirit can make it happen. Let your Spirit visit us again. Holy Spirit, visit us again. Visit your church. Visit your church. Visit your church. Visit your church. Holy Ghost, visit your church again. Visit your church again. The source of revival is Holy Spirit. The power of revival is Holy Spirit. The sustainer of revival is Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, there can be no revival. Spirit of the living God, visit us, visit me, visit my home, visit my business, visit my ministry, visit my marriage, visit me, oh God, visit me, oh God. The Lord has promised blessing, and when the blessing is about to come, the Holy Spirit will come down, and that is when restoration takes place. When the Holy Spirit takes you over, every gap is, every garbage that surrounds you will begin to be consumed. In the name of Jesus, as you walk around, cry unto God. You may want to prostrate somewhere. You may want to kneel down somewhere. When you are walking around, make sure you are praying. Don't just walk around. Just begin to pray. Be on fire for God. You yourself must know that you have touched the throne of heaven. You must know it yourself. By the time you leave this place today, yes, I have touched the throne of heaven. Yes, my prayer is answered. Begin to talk to God right now. Begin to cry unto Him right now. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, we need your power. Holy Ghost, we need your anointing. We need the fire of your power, the fire of your Spirit upon the church, upon the church, upon our churches, upon our homes. Let your fire come down. Holy Ghost, fire! Visit us again. Visit us again. Visit us again. Turn every possibility to possibility. Let the power of God begin to make a way where there is no way. Holy Spirit, baptize us. Visit us again. Cause restoration to take place. Cause revival to take place. Your whole life needs revival. Your church needs revival. Your home needs revival. Your pastor needs revival. Every members of your church need revival. Everybody needs the touch of the Spirit. It is when the Holy Ghost comes, Then there will be a renewal vision. Then there will be dream. Then there will be restoration. Then new things will begin to happen. Lord, begin to pray right now. Holy Spirit, visit us. Holy Spirit, visit us. Visit our land. Heal our land. Heal our home. Heal our ministry. Heal our churches. Heal our nation. In the name of Jesus. Heal our land, O God. Heal our nation, O God. Heal our family, O God. In the name of Jesus. Let the power of God come down. Let the Spirit of the Lord come down. Let the grace of God come down. Let the anointing of God come down. By the reason of the anointing, every yoke are broken. Every yoke in your life is broken today. I release the anointing of God upon your life. You will not go back home with every yoke. Every bandages that come here with you, you will never go with it. In the name of Jesus. By the reason of his anointing, receive healing, receive your miracle, receive your blessing, receive your jubilee, receive your restoration, receive your liberty, receive your healing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let there be healing, healing upon my home, my children, my marriage, my ministry, healing. In the name of Jesus.